without interruption.
Why not let it and book a little you time with a tee time at Country Oaks Golf Club in Montgomery.
Premier Landscape and Design's Garden Center is filled with beautiful perennials, flowering trees, and shrubs. You're sure to find something perfect for your patio, porch, or landscaping. If you'd like some help, they offer professional landscape design and installation. Just give Jason a call for a free estimate. Need landscape maintenance? Premier Landscape and Design can clean up, trim, and mulch. They have the lowest prices on mulch. See them today. Premier Landscape and Design, North 6th Street, Vincennes.
Tune in to Knox County Today here on 97.7 FM WAOV. This is Ed Ballinger. Join me each weekday morning from 10 until 11:30 for Knox County Today, brought to you by Cantwell Service Center at Washington and St. Clair Streets of Vincennes, by Cantwell Shortstop on Kimball Road of Vincennes, and by Cannon's Furniture in Lawrenceville. Knox County Today is where your friends and neighbors meet. Listen right here on 97.7 FM WAOV, brought to you by Cantwell Service Center, Cantwell Shortstop, and Cannon's Furniture.
Hi, Jenny here from your local Big Deal store. Have you checked this place out yet? We've got gift certificates from dozens of local businesses, all sale priced. I'm talking restaurants, entertainment, car care, and items for your home. And you can shop 24 hours a day from the convenience of your home or from your smartphone. Big Deals. We're kind of a big deal.
Just go to newsknoxcounty.com, click TOC Big Deals, and save.
This community announcement on WAOV presented by First Vincennes Savings Bank. Your community, your bank. First Vincennes Savings Bank, member FDIC. The Crap Gallery at the Jasper Arts Center is encouraging artists to submit applications for the 24th Annual Juried Art Show. The deadline date for submissions is June the 30th. Applications are available through jasperarts.org. Again, the application must be postmarked by June 30th of 2017 to be eligible.
Your 97.7 FM WAOV weather forecast. This afternoon, sunny, highs in the middle 80s. Clear tonight, lows in the upper 60s. Thursday, sunny, a little warmer, highs in the upper 80s. Friday, cloudy, calling for a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms, highs in the mid 80s. And Saturday, partly sunny, highs in the middle 80s. That's your weather forecast from the talk of the town. 97.7 FM WAOV.
Welcome to Ask the Designer with Greg Grizzly here on 97.7 FM WAOV. Greg grew up in the furniture business, officially joined Grizzly & Son Furniture back in 1974. He's co-authored a book entitled Preview, won the Century Furniture Outstanding Designer Award, was selected by the Smithsonian Institute to attend Oxford University in England, and received a special degree in English Country Housing. Greg was named to Who's Who in the World and joined Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery in 2013. And he's on the radio every Wednesday at 3 p.m. here at 97.7 FM WAOV.
And thanks for tuning in today. Thanks for tuning in today. It's Wednesday, so we know at Wednesday, 3 o'clock, we're doing Ask the Designer here in the WAOV, Bob Lechner Shelter Insurance Studio. And, of course, Ask the Designer means that we have our fan favorite, Greg Grizzly from Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery, joining us here today. Greg, how you doing?
Doing great.
Good, good, good. So, be sure and tune into us. You can do it a few ways. You can go to 97.7 FM. You can go to AM 1450, newsknoxcounty.com, and just click on the Ask the Designer logo, and you can tune us in live on the stream. So definitely check that out. And also something really neat about that logo for Ask the Designer is your chance to send in a question for Greg to answer, or a topic you'd like us to research and talk about. So, Greg, what are we going to be talking about today?
Well, first thing I'm going to tell you about is we're having an event this weekend.
Oh?
We are going to have a one-day sale. It's like four samples, one of a kind, discontinued fabric, chairs, you know, this sort of thing. But we've got some great sale price. We're going to have a $10 gift table.
And very nice.
And we're going to have chairs on special. We've got a really good sofa at half price.
Oh.
And we've got some good prices on tables, lamps, pictures, all kinds of things. One day only.
Okay.
You can come and look early, but you can't buy it until Saturday at the special prices.
Okay, and Saturday, what time does the store open?
9 o'clock. We're open till 5.
9 to 5. Okay, so you heard it here first. One of those special sales that Regal Furniture will do. You know, they always have a lot of great stuff in the store. Well, now is time to come through and pick up some of those great gifts that are available through the gift gallery and find a sofa or chair or table and add a little spice to your rooms in the house. So very exciting. Again, that's this Saturday, July 1st from 9 until 5. And the store's address?
104 North 4th Street.
So that's the corner of 4th and Bustrin.
Right.
Come check them out. And so today's topic for discussion
is why use a designer?
Why use a designer? Yeah, very good. Because like I've said before, I would have never thought that I could myself afford the expertise from someone like you, and it is very affordable for just the everyday person.
Yeah, well, you know, a lot of designers do charge an hourly rate and flat fees and so on. We try to do it for our customers, unless there are special needs, blueprints or remodeling plans or something that takes us outside of our normal sales area.
Okay.
You know, then they can, you know, drive up a fee. But a lot of times, you know, it goes along with the furniture and the furnishings and so on.
Very nice. Very nice.
So, and a lot of people ask about, you know, they thought that a lot of people like you, Cher, think that that's true, that they can't afford a designer. The other thing that's a fallacy kind of is they think the designer's going to come in and tell you to throw out everything in your house.
Okay.
Well, that's not true. We all have grandma's favorite chair
mm-hmm.
or a console that belonged to great grandma or something that your dad made for you or this
right.
or that. Those things, you know, you work those things in. You know, one of the first questions I ask a homeowner if I'm in their home is, what pieces in this room do you want to keep?
Okay.
You know, now we may rearrange it. We may put it in a hallway. We might put it in a bedroom. We might put it in another part of the house. But I don't say throw it out.
Sure.
You know.
Yeah.
So, you know, one of the first things you need to realize is a designer can save you money.
Huh.
And people say, why do you say that? And I go, well, you know, there's lots of things we know about that the standard housewife or working mom doesn't have time to find out. You know,
right.
I attend several markets a year. I attend seminars. I do a lot of extensive reading so that I'm up to date on new products and what's going on in the world. You know, like one of the shows previously, and we talked about how you could, the price of your house would change with what the rooms were painted and so on, and what
right.
sold the best. Well, that sort of thing, you know, that helps, particularly if somebody's saying, well, I need to move, you know. But also, the other thing about saving the money is if we're hired to do the job for them and work like a general contractor, then we have some control over the people that's going to do the work.
Okay.
And so we do the scheduling for that. We schedule them to come in and do the work. We also inspect it to make sure the work's up to par. You know, a lot of people don't realize that a designer does a lot of different things. We wear a lot of different hats.
Yeah. Well, coming from working at NDOT, you know, we have a project. They had a project manager on everything they do. So that's interesting to hear that you use that same concept here in the design and projects for what you do. So, yeah, that's a great thing to be able to just turn it over to you and you make sure the right painter is hired or the person to put in the flooring, and you know, you just handle that, because in today's world people are just so busy, and to be able to turn that responsibility over to you, that's fantastic.
Well, and the rest of the story is I can coordinate those people maybe a little easier than they can because I work with them often enough that
mm-hmm.
they know that, you know, I arrange dates and get the dates early and set the dates up and you know, arrange it, even the carpet installation, flooring installation, to make sure it all goes in order. You know, you don't want to have the painting done and all the trim painted in the house and then lay the carpet.
True.
So a lot of times, you know, a lady doesn't realize that that carpet is a man-made backing now. It's not that soft jute backing we used to have.
Right.
So when they run that carpet up the wall and stretch it, it pushes that back, that rough backing against your woodwork, and it can mar it or scratch it a little bit.
Scuffs it all.
So if you've done your painting first, and then that happens, they go, oh, wow, I shouldn't have done that until after I had the carpet light. And they think, you know, well, we'll paint first. If they drop paint, they won't hurt the new carpet, right?
Yeah, exactly.
But you kind of need to know a section of those things, you know. Okay. Plus the fact a designer knows the questions to ask those installers that you're having in the house. Plus the fact, you know, you really need to use a person who's bonded and insured.
Oh, yes, definitely.
And a lot of people don't understand that. The other thing is that, you know, if they're doing a major remodeling and there's thousands of dollars involved, like a major remodeling project, you want to make sure that you have a contract that he guarantees you a clean certificate. Because if he defaults on payment to on the lumber, for example, and the company has to sue, the owner is liable because you contracted that lumber through that contractor.
Oh, my.
So, you know, if you don't know to do that and have that clean contract, you can be in trouble down the road. It's not a nice surprise to get a $10,000 bill for lumber on your house that you thought was paid for.
Yeah, no, definitely. And again, that's, you know, everyday Joe does not recognize those little intricacies that are very important for their liability purposes.
Right. And insure your house the minute you start building it. Because if you don't, you have no insurance on that property. If it catches fire, gets struck by lightning, or there's torrential downpour in the process of building your house and it warps the subfloor, for example. If that has to come up, you have to buy all new subfloor for it. If you're insured, you're covered. So you know, there's lots of things about that sort of thing that's how a designer saves you money. Another thing is there's a really neat faucet that Delta makes for a shower. And you can adjust it and set it. So you can flip the handle on, and the shower will automatically go to that temperature.
Oh, nice!
And stays at that temperature. Mm-hmm. And it's about $15 more than a standard faucet, which most contractors would just spec a standard faucet.
Right.
Well, you know, you may not be saving you money there, but we make your life a little bit easier for you for a small amount of money.
True. Definitely, you know, budgeting things, that's something they need to keep in mind. And so are those some of the things that you can talk to your buyers? You can help them with budgeting on what they should look for, those kind of things as well,
right?
Or what to expect. And
right, what to expect, how to you know, if they want to do their own hiring, you know, a lot of times I'll give them little hints about how to talk to someone about hiring them.
Oh, okay.
You know, always ask for references. You know, make sure that they can prove they're bonded and insured.
Okay.
You know, I don't want to mistrust people, but you want to be sure that you're dealing with professionals that, you know, and we have lots of professionals in this area that's been long term, and you know, these guys are really, really good. But for the owner, if they're going to contract some big dollars, they need to be assured that they've got a professional that is licensed, bonded, and insured. A lot of times people think a handyman can do something.
Right.
And, you know, then he gets into the job and realizes he can't, or he's created a water leak.
Oh, my.
Or he's created a circuit interruption, and now some of the stuff in the house doesn't work. There's all kinds of those stories that people tell me, well, once I did this, and they go, I'll never do that again. Well, if you got a designer in the project, then maybe we eliminate that happening.
Oh, that's great.
Or at least we do our best to.
There you go. All right, well, we're going to take our first break, and we'll be back shortly to continue on.
Nerd matter.
This is boring.
There's nothing on.
What you need is 2,200 pounds of angry flesh and muscle. Trying to toss its rider over the railings and into your lap.
Whoa! Sorry.
Broken Horn Rodeo is coming to the Knox County Fairgrounds in Bicknell, July 15th. Bring your little cowpokes for stick horse races.
Tickets at originalcompany.com.
You know, I never tout RushLimbaugh.com. I should, because it's so good.
Rush Limbaugh.
What if I did a book that published many of my monologues over the 27 years? How many volumes would it require? It could be bigger than the rise and fall of the Roman Empire. RushLimbaugh.com. And I'll tell you, for people who find it, they don't see anything like it because of the volume. It is encyclopedic, and it's exciting when people find it.
Tune in to Rush Limbaugh right here on WAOB.
Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery offers in-home design appointments, not just for furniture, but to design and decorate your windows as well. Blinds, shades, valances, drapes. Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery has the latest materials and patterns available. Each room and window is unique, so call Greg at Regal Furniture today, 812-886-4444. And be sure your windows are dressed to impress. Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery, 4th and Bessarin Streets, Vincennes.
WAOV is the oldest station in Knox County, and it's focused on the community. Have a community calendar event that benefits a nonprofit organization? Share it with our audience by dropping a flyer at the Brevoort House at 522 Bustern Street in downtown Vincennes. You can also fax it to us, 812-885-2604. Email it to news@originalcompany.com, or just send it in the mail to Post Office Box 242, Vincennes, Indiana, 47591. Let WAOV help you get the word out about your community event.
All right, and we're back here live in the WAOV studios. I'm Cher Elliott, hosting our Wednesday Ask the Designer talk show with Greg Grizzly. And Greg, we're talking about why should we hire an interior designer?
Well, other than saving you money, when I go into a house, I give them a professional assessment of the room or the areas they're wanting to do. Thing that you just do spot on at the beginning, and you discuss what's good in the room and what's bad in the room or what needs to be done. A lot of times the client will say, well, tell me anything that you think's wrong in here, you know, and you don't want to pick on them unmercifully, but there are some things that you know aren't going to go with their new plan.
Sure.
So we need to edit some of those things and also make plans for what they want to keep if it needs to be repurposed. In other words, grandma's table may need a new finish on the top.
Gotcha.
Or, you know, great grandma's chair may need a new cover on the seat. Those kinds of things. That repurposing is important to do at the time you're doing it, because even if a piece looks pretty good and you think, well, this will be okay, when you surround it with all new things and new surroundings, then all of a sudden that chair that you thought looked fine goes, gosh, you know, Greg, I don't think that chair looks very good now. Well, you know, that way they know up front they need to do that. So, you know, if you're thinking about a budget, we can work that into the budget and, you know, make those things happen that needs to happen. Also, they get an idea of what they can use or not use.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing that with that professional assessment, a lot of times I'll say, well, have you ever thought about using this in that corner? And they go, no, I've never had it anywhere but where it is. And we move it. I said, well, let's move it and look at it, see if you like it. And we'll move it, and they'll go, oh, wow, I never thought about that. It really looks good there.
So really just even rearranging the furniture can give a room a whole new look.
Yes, you can get a whole new look and balance.
Mm-hmm.
The professional designer is trained in balance and color and all those things, and that really is important in making up the room.
Mm-hmm.
So that professional assessment has to include color. You may have a favorite chair, but if the chair is not right in that color, then maybe we need to do a different color.
Okay.
If the chair isn't a antique or something that you want to recover, then we may repurpose that to a bedroom, make it a small bedroom chair, or in the den or another part of the house, and purchase a new chair. Oftentimes today, with the price of oil and fabrics being more expensive than they used to be, and the price of labor being higher, and with the raise in the oil, the price of foam and padding has drastically gone up in the last few years. A lot of times we can buy a new chair easier and for less money than recovering it.
Yeah, you had mentioned that in a previous show, that with the price of oil, it's really increased the ability of reupholstering existing furniture, that it really honestly is more economical to just go ahead and buy an entire new piece. So
in many cases, not yeah. always, but in many cases,
most cases, yeah, that's good to know. That's great to know, because if you're on a tight budget, at least you have the ability to weigh that out and see which is more economical for you for that particular piece of furniture.
Exactly. And the other part that the designer plays in budget is also in planning. You know, a lot of times we'll plan a room for people to redecorate the entire room, but we do it in three steps. They can say, well, I have this much to spend right now.
Mm-hmm.
And so we'll say, okay, here's the primary things you need to do first. And then when we get that done and you save up a little more money, we're ready to go step two
okay.
and step three. Hmm. So it doesn't have to all be done at one time.
Okay.
But we can help you budget and plan that way. And again, by budgeting and planning, you're going to get more for your money because you're spending your money wisely.
Sure, sure.
You know, I would hate to try to make a guess the number of times I've gone in a people's home and they say, well, we just remodeled or we just painted or we just hung these new curtains or this or that, and wish that I'd been able to get there at ground zero
mm-hmm.
and
yeah.
really help them, you know, get their plan, you know, because a lot of times they'll say, well, we just did this, so we kind of have to work with it. And
yeah.
and you usually can, but if the lady's not happy with it when she's done it, she's usually never going to be happy with that.
Yeah, it's hard to bring that back around to something that's acceptable.
Try to bring it back 360 and make it new, then it's a problem.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
The other thing, the designer is, we're a liaison between the installers and the workmen that are doing the remodeling on the house.
Mm-hmm.
And that way, then the lady doesn't have to try to handle that situation. I know a lot of women said, well, the contractor said this would be fine, but a contractor's a builder. He's not a designer.
Yes.
And I think a lot of times the contractor, of course, means well. These guys all mean well. But maybe this lady's 5 foot tall, and he wants to mount her towel bars at 59 inches, and that's really an awkward height for her.
Sure.
And they don't think about that. They think just the rule of thumb is
the standard, the everyday. Yeah. Yeah.
So, you know, we think outside the box. Just like if a lady's a very petite lady, she might like a lower vanity in her bathroom.
Sure. Yeah.
She might want lower cabinet tops in her kitchen.
Yes.
The reverse is true. Some of the taller ladies that, you know, need a higher top and a couple that are both tall definitely want to think about the height of the kitchen cabinet top. I did one kitchen for one client and the countertops were 39 inches high. That's extremely, extremely tall, but they were both extremely tall people.
Yeah.
And they didn't want to have to half bend over to
sure.
chop onions and peppers and things for a roast or that, this or that.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. Well, and especially if they enjoy spending time in the kitchen and that's their thing, you know, you're going to have a bad back by the time, you know, you do your evening meals and your baking and, you know, all the cooking that you like to do, meal prepping, which is so much, you know, very important right now. A lot of people are paying attention to that. So, yeah, definitely you want to make sure that it is. And if you're taking the time to do these projects, you want them tooled for you and what you do. I mean,
right.
you don't want it to be what the norm is, because most, you know, if you're like me, you're not normal. So you want it to be yours.
Right.
And so in every sense of the word.
The other thing that as a designer, we have a wide availability to resources that maybe you don't have. You know, we live in a community that's wonderful. It's a great place to raise children.
Yes.
It's very safe. It's very nice. But we don't have the huge mass of stores and suppliers that you have like in a major city.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the ways that your designer can help you is we stay abreast of what those items are and what's new and what's working well for other people. Then that way we can go to our local suppliers and say, I've been using this product working in Indianapolis or Chicago or Louisville or wherever, and then they can get it for us.
Okay.
But yet we've got the customer a really good product for the same money or sometimes even a little bit less than something that was readily available. So, you know, the resources, we know how to find that collection that makes a unique look for the customer, as well as maintaining the integrity of the home all the way through.
Very nice. Very nice. Because it is. It's very important. Even some of the smallest things that are might be in a room, they're just as important as the larger pieces, because it all, like you mentioned earlier, it's all about balance. And you colors, sizes, you know, you focus on making sure that happens.
Right. Well, and you have to have the right contacts, too. You have to know the guy that can cut the glass or cut the mirrors or do specialty work in that regard. Or if you want to have, like a laundry room door sandblasted with an initial on it, you have to know where to go to do that. You have to know who will do the countertops and what's available in the countertop range, and maybe where's the best place to go to find a unusual colored granite. Or they want to know what kind of flooring is very unique or different that maybe we don't see locally, but nationally is being touted by the design world as being something new. You know, it most everything in the design field starts on the East Coast and the West Coast.
Okay.
And then it kind of works into Middle America where we are.
Okay.
So I've always attended, you know, in the past, I've usually go to a show in New York City,
mm-hmm.
and I've gone to a show in California every 5 years just to get an idea of what's going on each coast, because I know eventually that's filtering down to us.
Sure.
But it may take 3 years for it to get here.
Right.
But at least I'm aware of what it is. So if somebody is says, well, what's the neatest, most unique tile out? At least I've got an answer for them.
Yeah, yeah. All right, well, we are coming here to the bottom of the hour, and we're going to take our break. But thank you all for listening to Ask the Designer. And, of course, you can go to newsknoxcounty.com, click on Ask the Designer, and send in a question for us if you have those. After this break, we'll be back, and we'll talk more a little bit about why it's important to use an interior designer.
Closing market update brought to you by Seed Consultants, simply the best value in the seed industry, 1-800-708-CORN or seedconsultants.com. Corn futures tried to hold the gains we made so far this week, but ultimately were unsuccessful, finishing down 2.5 on the July contract at 356, September 366 and a quarter, down 1.5 on December at 376 and a quarter, finished 1.25 lower. Green ink in the beans, though, July at 914, up 2.75, September 920 and 3/4. Up 3.5, and November at 921 3/4, picked up 4.25 today. Wheat higher as well, 4 up on the July at 457, September at 473, also picked up 4. August cattle up 60 points on the day, 115.63. August lean hogs picked up 93 cents today to close at 79.48. I'm Gary Truitt, Hoosier Ag Today, Indiana's leading farm network.
Back here live in the WAOV, NewsKnoxCounty.com, Bob Lechner Shelter Insurance Studio, and this is Ask the Designer. With me again is Greg Grizzly from Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery. And Greg, remind us, listeners, again, what's going on this weekend at the store?
We're going to have a firecracker sale Saturday only, 9 to 5 at Regal Furniture. We've got some great markdowns, some great buys on accessories, pictures, furniture pieces, lots of items in the store are on sale, and we will be marked. You can come in Friday and browse, because we'll be marking stuff, and you know, you can see the sale tags, but sale prices won't be good until Saturday morning at 9 a.m., 9 to 5.
9 to 5 on Saturday, July 1st. And Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery can be found at the corner of 4th and Bustron Streets. And I always like to ask or have you speak about it, your little hidden treasure there inside the store, and that's your gift gallery.
Right.
Tell us a little bit about all the unique stuff that you have in the gift gallery.
Well, one of the things that we're doing in the gift gallery for this sale is we're going to have a $10 gift table. So there's an idea about, you know, Christmas isn't that far away.
Yes.
You know, the items like that are dandy to pick up now for stocking stuffers for Christmas. And also for birthdays that come up in the fall and things like that. I always try to keep a couple of gifts at home and wrapped, because occasionally, you know, it's like, oh my gosh, this is so-and-so's birthday and I haven't picked anything up. I can go to that little closet and pull a gift out and take and you know, make sure that they know they're remembered that day.
Yeah.
Even though I maybe didn't remember it right away or yeah, real
right.
early.
That's right. Well, and those $10 bags are nice because they make great office exchange gifts or gifts for teachers, or, you know, your girlfriends, you do a Dirty Santa gift or, you know, those kind of things. So, or Secret Santas even. So those make it really nice to go ahead and get those bought and stored and ready to go.
Or your neighbor does something nice for you and just put it, you know, we can fix you a little bag and put that gift in there with some bright colored tissue in it and a little bow. You can hang on that doorknob with a little note that said, thanks for your help on this project, or thanks for watching the house while we were gone, or, you know, those little things. It doesn't take a big gift to let people know you're appreciated.
Absolutely, absolutely. And like Greg mentioned, they do free gift wrapping, and it's beautiful, as always. It's nice paper and pretty little flowers and ribbons, so it looks really nice. And something else that's I think is really nice about your gift gallery is your bereavement section. You've got a very large bereavement section with some really beautiful pieces.
Yeah, we do a lot of nice bereavement gifts, and we deliver it free to any of the local funeral homes, including Lawrenceville, Washington, Becknell, Bruceville, Monroe City. So, you know, if you have a need for a bereavement gift, you know, we're very sorry that you have that need.
Yes.
But we're glad to help you fulfill that need and get a gift or a bereavement piece to someone that you love or care about.
Very good. Very good. And I know a couple of people personally that have just called in and said, hey, Greg, I need a gift for so-and-so. Here's my budget. I'll be by at 5 o'clock to pick it up. And you even do that too, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
And some people will call that because they know I've done that person's house, and they go, I need a birthday gift for so-and-so. What can I get them that they need for their house? And
oh, yeah.
Usually we have an idea on that too.
Very nice. Very nice. So today's show, we're talking about why we would want to hire an interior designer. And so we've talked about a lot of things so far, but what are some other reasons, Greg, that it's very important to use a designer?
Well, I think designers can add a wow factor to your room.
Okay.
Because we have to think outside the box a little bit.
Yeah.
We're a little more daring. And, you know, if you trust us, we can make that room really pop and come alive. And, you know, my daddy used to say years ago, he said, the difference between, you know, a lot of rooms and everything is the room that when you walk in and it, and you kind of gasp and go, oh, yeah, you know.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, you see those in a lot of houses. So, yeah, it makes it a nice addition.
Well, and the other thing is, even though, you know, sometimes you do a formal room, I know I've had many clients say, I came to you because I want to have a real pretty formal room, but I've seen rooms you've done and they're still comfortable. They don't look like don't sit down or don't do this or don't do that. A lot of that is the color and spatial planning that you do. So that's important when you're working with the customer. But you can still have that wow factor, that big flower arrangement that kind of pops your socks off.
Mm-hmm.
Says a surprise or, you know, a bust of color, you know, on a tabletop or, you know, different things that you can do that way. You know, we maybe help the housewife to be a little more daring than she'd be on her own, maybe.
Yeah. I know I'm not a risk taker at all, to a fault at most times. So if I was choosing something, I know I would be thinking in my mind, no, I want to keep it as neutral as possible. I don't want to get too bold or too loud with any color or shape or item. So it would take somebody a lot of work to probably convince me that that would be the thing to do. But I want that wow room. I just am afraid to try for the wow room. So
well, you know. if you're not trained to do it, that can be a very difficult thing to try to accomplish because, again, you have limited areas to search and look for it.
Sure.
You know, the big thing that's on my side is I have a huge amount of knowledge as far as where to find certain things. So, you know, when I go to market, I'm kind of like not memorizing, but thinking, okay, this is really unique. This might be something that someday I'll want. And so I may pull that out of my memory banks for Mrs. Jones's living room in that corner that she didn't know what to do with,
yeah,
and do something unique. So, you know, I do a lot of special order for my design clients. We'll use things out of the store too, but I do a lot of special order because I know where to find it.
Sure, sure. All right, well, we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we've got some more great information.
Time is easier when you trust Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery. Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery has memorial gifts to send to your friend or family in their time of loss, including angels, memory boxes, wind chimes, and crosses. Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery provides free local delivery, so call 812-886-4444. Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery, 4th and Bussron Streets, Vincennes.
Getting ready for the Vincennes Lincoln High School shootout and a couple of new coaches coming in to Vincennes University. I'm Tom Lee with the WAOV Radio Sports Beat. Well, it'll be a busy day of high school hoops in Vincennes on Friday. The Vincennes Lincoln boys basketball team will wrap up summer play with the Vincennes Basketball High School Shootout. 12 teams will be in the event and featuring varsity and JV tournaments. Joining the Alices, South Knox, Washington, Jasper, Mount Carmel, Mitchell, Bloomfield, South Putnam, Medora, Terre Haute North, Springs Valley, and Shacabac. Pool play begins 9 a.m. Friday, and games will be played at Al Serena Clark Middle School and at Adams Coliseum. Vincennes University has announced Vincennes native Sean Carre will be joining as an assistant baseball coach. The Vincennes Lincoln grad played baseball at Vincennes University and played baseball and graduated from Kentucky Wesleyan. NVU also made a men's basketball coach assistant announcement. Former Louisiana Tech graduate assistant Casey Willey has joined Todd Franklin's staff. That's sports. I'm Tom Lee. This WAOV community announcement presented by First Vincennes Savings Bank, your community, your bank. First Vincennes Savings Bank, member FDIC. The Vincennes Historical Antiquarian Society announces auditions for the USO show, Vincennes Stage Door Canteen. The auditions July 20th and 21st, 6 to 8 p.m. at the George Rogers Clark National Park Visitors Center on 2nd Street in Vincennes. For more information, contact the Spirit of Vincennes Incorporated.
Your 97.7 FM WAOV weather forecast. This afternoon, sunny, highs in the middle 80s. Clear tonight, lows in the upper 60s. Thursday, sunny, a little warmer, highs in the upper 80s. Friday, cloudy, calling for a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms, highs in the mid 80s. And Saturday, partly sunny, highs in the middle 80s. That's your weather forecast from the talk of the town. 97.7 FM WAOV.
And we're back here live in the 97.7 WAOV News Knox County studio. Bob Lechner, Shelter Insurance, sponsoring the studio. Thank you, Bob. And Greg, today the topic is, why are we hiring an interior designer when we choose to do a project? What are some of the reasons we want to do that?
Okay. The rest of that reason is the home sale. You know, you may not be planning on selling your home, but if they can advertise professionally designed, you know, home, that adds a little bit of class to the listing. Also, it can increase the showings and make a quick turnaround time and make a sale. And usually you get maybe a little more money in your pocket because there aren't things that have to be done in the home.
Okay.
Also, a designer can help stage your house if you're putting it up for sale. Give you hints and little tricks to make your house more appealing to the person walking in looking to buy.
Yeah, I've heard people are starting to do that more and more, having somebody come in and help stage it. I know every time that I've sold a house, the first thing the realtor says is less is more, so try to keep it neat and tidy, but you as a designer can even take it to that next level with adding a few throw pillows or a little color here to help make it really the rooms pop.
And streamline, you know, take out some of the stuff that, you know, and it's hard for people to do this because they go, well, that's what I like about my room. That's what makes it cozy. That's what makes it comfortable. That may be for you, but for the homeowner, You want them to see rooms that are big, so they're getting more dollar, more money for more space for their dollar.
Sure.
And you want it to look comfortable. You know, and we found out a couple shows ago, you know, you don't paint white walls anymore.
Yes, yes. Or the, red. You don't have red walls.
Right. That's the thing that's another thing that, you know, and all those things change. And again, the designer keeps up with this stuff.
That's right. That's what you do every day.
You know, the designer has a trained eye too. So, you know, we can help you put some of those things together that you might not, you know, think about doing.
Sure.
Again, you know, a light fixture that makes that room pop is a really easy change. It doesn't have to be a real expensive light fixture either, but it can be right. I know one time I was working with a client and their chandelier in their dining room was hung too low. And they, you know, everybody that walked in the room felt like the room looked little.
Mm-hmm.
And so I said, let's raise that chandelier up to 36 inches off the tabletop. And all of a sudden, the day they did it, the lady called me up and said, I cannot believe how much difference that made in that dining room. She said, it looks bigger to me, too. It's just amazing. You know. So there's those little things that we see. You know. And the other thing, I'll talk to people and they'll go, well, I've always had that there, so I've never thought about putting it anywhere else.
Sure. Yeah, definitely.
You know, you get used to, you know, looking at something. So, you know, a different eye, a new eye, sometimes helps give you some ideas about a room.
Very nice. Very nice. Well, and like we mentioned earlier, hiring an interior designer is not as expensive as what you might think. So if somebody was interested in reaching out to you and looking for your help, how would they do that?
Best thing to do is give me a call at the store, 812-886-4444, and we'll set up an in-home appointment. A lot of people, you know, come in the store and are looking, and we talk about it, and they decide, well, maybe that's good. We can also help you by doing that, coming out and measuring your room and everything. I make sure that the size of the table or the sectional or the bed that you're buying isn't too big for the room you're wanting to put it in. Because in a furniture showroom, stuff appears smaller.
Yes.
Because we have so much expanse in a furniture showroom. A lot of people have told me over the years, you know, well, I bought this chair that I thought would be the perfect size for that corner, and it got in there and it took over the whole room. So the design appointment help you not make those mistakes.
Yes, because then you're really, really in a bind at that point. And why, what else? What else is important, a reason for choosing to have an interior designer?
It's very hard to pull a whole house together by yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Again, you're limited on what you can find. You're limited on your time to do it. You're limited on the knowledge you have about it because, you know, you're a sales executive. You're very good at what you do.
Thank you.
But you concentrate, just like I concentrate on my field, you concentrate on your field.
Right.
Or concentrate on bettering yourself in other areas that you want to improve your own personality or your own lifestyle.
Sure.
So consequently, we can't expect, you know, a woman shouldn't really expect herself to be able to do that decorating in the house. So we try to make it easy for you to come to us, and then we can help pull the whole house together.
Very nice. Very nice. All right. Well, I think it's time for another break. So when we get back, we'll talk a little bit more, and then we have some questions, too, that we want to talk.
The creak you heard wasn't your house settling. The second creak confirms that. Each sound is seconds apart, separated by the hiss of a hand sliding up the banister. This is not your imagination. This is happening right now. Someone is in your house and less than 10 steps from you and your baby's crib. Wishing you had a way to defend your child? Get it at galleryofguns.com. That's galleryofguns.com.
Finding great people to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. It's time to try ZipRecruiter, where 80% of jobs get a qualified candidate in just one day. How? Using powerful technology, ZipRecruiter matches your job to the right candidates fast. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, only ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer for your free trial. ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer.
Your Indiana adventure is near.
Celebrate an old-fashioned 4th of July in Gas City, Indiana. Enjoy Gas City Park, cool bands, a star-spangled parade, and fireworks. Free concert, Pink Droid, July 3rd, 38 special, July 4th. Get details at showmegrantcounty.com. Grant County, Indiana, classic cool.
Your Indiana adventure is near. Come to Grant County this year.
There is a turn beyond rational explanation where the laws of physics become fast and loose. You've entered Turn 3. Kentucky Speedway's Turn 3 is unlike any corner in NASCAR.
Oh, and around goes the 20.
It's a place caught between up and down, science and superstition. It is Turn 3.
It's the toughest corner on the circuit. Catch the Quaker State 400 presented by Advance Auto Parts July 8th. Visit KentuckySpeedway.com.
Why do you want an in-home design appointment? Because you don't want a sofa that won't fit your living room or that doesn't match your carpet. By having a designer come to your home, they can ensure that the furniture you purchase and the fabric you select fits perfectly in your home. Contact Greg Risley at Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery and let him help you plan your home's new look. Call 812-886-4444 today. Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery, 4th and Bustern Streets, Vincennes.
And we're back here live in the 97.7 WAOV studios. You can tune us in each Wednesday at 3 p.m. a couple of different ways. 97.7 FM. You can go to AM 1450. You can also go to newsknoxcounty.com and click on the Ask the Designer logo, and you can listen to us live there. Also, we archive these shows, so you can always come back and listen. If you heard just the end of something that was interesting to you, you can always come back and listen to the show again, so that makes it very nice. And on that logo, you can click in to send us questions, but you know, maybe you don't have access to the internet while you're driving, but you have your phone handy. Of course, hands-free. Use the Bluetooth. You could call a store. Greg, what's the number?
812-886-4444.
Yeah, they could call in, I guess, and just ask you there. And if you're not there, the girls will take the question and
put it on the show.
That's right. That's right. That means we get return listeners. So that's a great thing. So today's segment we're talking about is why it's important to hire an interior designer. And, Greg, I think there's another big, very good reason, that you want to share with us today.
Well, a lot of times people need help in finding their style and the look that they like. I know a lot of times, you know, women will come in and say, I want a new look for my room, but I don't really know what I'm looking for.
Yes.
So we can take some questions and they give me answers and we kind of develop a plan of an idea of what they like. The questions vary about styles and color and, you know, what the room's used for. You want the function of the room to work too with what you're wanting to put in it. You know, it's you wouldn't put an outdoor dining table and plastic chairs in a formal dining room.
Sure.
So, you know, those are really straightforward things, but there's little nuances about that that's very hard in a home to know, you know, really, really what to do. In this way, we simplify your life, take the guesswork out of it, mm-hmm. take a lot of legwork out of looking and then coming home frustrated, I didn't see a thing I liked today.
Oh, yes.
You know, because with the number of manufacturers, the number of fabrics, the number of showrooms, the number of styles that take different kinds of fabrics, I mean, the chances of walking into a showroom and finding the perfect color sofa and chair and every table and every lamp usually is not the case. The odds are just against you.
Yeah.
Finding that. And, you know, then sometimes, you know, you need somebody to say, you know, they really don't make a cabinet with two doors and one drawer in between that's 18 inches wide and 20 inches deep and is in periwinkle blue.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, this isn't a logical thing to search for. Now, we can probably have it custom made, but the price point may be wrong for them. But, you know, a lot of times people will sit at home and say, oh, well, somebody's bound to make that. That's not true. Sometimes, you know, people come in and ask for things and you think, how in the world did they come up with this? They've got a special little corner. It's a special size. They want something in it. it's just not out there. You know, they think they'll find it. You can't find it. You can't find the table that will seat four most of the time, but yet spread out and seat 18.
Yeah, some things are just not feasible. Just not feasible. Well, we do have some more questions that have come in to us. Brenda asks, I have a bookshelf with open sides and back with four shelves. What is the best way to display books and accessories so that it's balanced and looks even? Books versus accessories, size and shape of accessories to add interest. How do you do that? The shelves are 12 inches tall.
Right. Number one, you want to know the height of the shelf so you don't buy pieces that's too large.
Okay.
Okay, you want to use a combination of books with bookends or planter. You know, a lot of time you use a planter for an end of a stack of books. Also, storage for books doesn't have to always be upright. You can lay the books down and use it kind of as a staging process.
Okay.
So you can build the height up to put a figurine on top of it or a candlestick or something like that. You want to mix your shapes. You want rectangles, rounds, odd shapes all mixed on those shelves.
Okay.
You also want greenery. I know you're busting with a question now.
You said you want to mix shapes.
Right.
Now, I don't know that I've ever been diagnosed as OCD or whatever, but I always have kept everything uniform. If it's squares, it's squares. It's I might throw a square and a rectangle together, but to throw in the round or the oval in with some of those square or rectangles is okay to do.
Yes, it is.
Okay, I'll promise. I'll try to be better about that.
Yeah, well, try it out. You know, take one shelf and put a freeform object on, like a planter.
Okay.
And put your square pieces with it and cluster. You know, some of those square pieces.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, use a stack of books to, maybe if those are small square pieces, put a stack of books down and set the squares on top.
Okay.
Put your planner to the side of it.
Mm-hmm.
If you change the shapes on the different shelves and so on, and on the same shelf, it makes it much more eye appealing and pleasing to the eye. Also, the differences in height and shape and tone and texture of those pieces move your eye from one area of the shelf to the other, you know, as well as, you know, a little burst of color or this or that.
Sure.
But, you know, you can take some things that you like and add some other things to it. The thing is, a shelf that's open like that needs a lot on it.
Okay.
Because it's not a closed-in space, so you're seeing wall and space through it.
Okay.
So you probably need to put a few more things on that kind of shelf than you do a bookshelf that's enclosed.
Okay. That kind of goes with the theory of a room being smaller. You know, you don't put as much in it. So if you've got that enclosed bookcase, you're not going to have to fill those shelves as much as you would with that open concept. So.
Exactly.
Excellent. Another question here is, in your last episode, it was mentioned to think about the entryway when designing so that it flows into the living room. What if a home has no real entryway? I have a large covered open porch that opens directly into my living room. Would the porch then become my entryway? And what tips do you have on coordinating this with the living room, but also still coordinate with the exterior of my home?
That's a really good question. The porch is the opening area into your home.
Okay.
So that porch is every bit as important as an entry hall.
Okay.
So consequently, you want to set the theme and the look of your house with your porch. If you're traditional and formal, your front porch should look that way.
Okay.
You know, maybe use wicker or some very nice twisted iron piece furniture on the porch to give you a little more formalized look. Again, if your house is a little more rustic, then you may want to add some antiques onto that porch setting. Okay. Also, set your color scheme. You know, you might want to use your accent colors on the porch at the same as the accent colors in your living room.
Okay. And what are some accent pieces that you could use outside on a porch like that?
You can use just about anything. If it's a covered porch, it's probably not going to get a lot of rain or sun.
Mm-hmm.
So you can even use, you know, a small table that has a painted finish on it, because it won't be affected. it won't warp as easily from the moisture outside. You can also use metal objects. Tin is real big right now.
Oh, and okay.
For the more rustic look.
Sure.
You know, add a nice flower wreath to your door, or a standing pot of some sort with flowers and greenery in it by your door is another good way to kind of give you that welcoming feeling.
Excellent. Well, we are coming to a close here on our show today, Ask the Designer. We're here every Wednesday at 3 o'clock. We have a full week worth of 3 o'clock talk shows, so you can catch the full line at our website, newsknoxcounty.com. Glad to have you here. Of course, if you have questions, don't hesitate to call the store, 812-886-4444. Ask for Greg. He'll be glad to take care of those. And we'll see you next week.
That's it for this week's edition of Ask the Designer with Greg Risley here on 97.7 FM WAOV. If you'd like more information, go to Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery, 102 North 4th Street in downtown Vincennes, or call Greg at 812-886-4444 and Ask the Designer.